Jobs developed a strong relationship with Reed, but with his daughters he was more distant. As he would with others, he would occasionally focus on them, but just as often would completely ignore them when he had other things on his mind. He focuses on his work, and at times he has not been there for the girls, Powell said. At one point, Jobs marveled to his wife at how well their kids were turning out, especially since we're not always there for them. This amused and slightly annoyed Powell, because she had given up her career when Reed turned two and she decided she wanted to have more children. In 1995, Oracle's CEO, Larry Ellison, threw a 40th birthday party for Jobs filled with tech stars and moguls. He had become a close friend, and he would often take the Jobs family out on one of his many luxurious yachts. Reed started referring to him as our rich friend, which was amusing evidence of how his father refrained from ostentatious displays of wealth. The lesson Jobs learned from his Buddhist days was that material possessions often cluttered life rather than enriched it. Every other CEO I know has a security detail, he said. They've even got them at their homes. It's a nutso way to live. We just decided that's not how we wanted to raise our kids.